This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Did feature quite a bit on what we were talking before, Jim Ross.
John Peel.
John Peel, who's Jim Ross?
Yeah, Jim, I don't know who Jim Ross is. But you're out there, Jim. Sorry.
Did we talk about this before, that back in the DHSS is a pun or a play on back in the USSR?
Yeah, we did.
We did talk about that. Jim from Ross. Jim Ross, are you out there anywhere? Jim Come Ross, and take my place. Yeah. I've lost my mind. On Plains FM on...
Can you remember?
No, I can't.
Expanding Horizons
on Plains FM. Jim, come in, Jim.
Jim Ross, where are you?
Ross. I'm blaming
somewhere.
Jim Ross.
It's all Jim Ross. It's
polluted my mind.
I tell you, that last song will be dedicated to Jim Ross Day.
Because
I think we're having... It's Jews having a Jim Ross Day.
Expanding Horizons.
Hello and welcome to Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9. It's Saturday and my name's Stu and we're glad that you have joined us. And I say we because Colin's here as well. How's it going, Colin?
Excellent, Stu. Excellent. Good to be talking to you. How's things? How you been?
I've been very busy because last Wednesday, I think it was, 48 Hours announced a competition for the weekend, 48 Hours lockdown. And so I ended up making a film over the last weekend.
Oh, did you? What was your film about, Stu?
Well, we drew science fiction as a genre and we had to have a few things in it, like an arc shot, which is pretty much a 180 or 360 around a character, and an echo, and you had to have a photograph. So my film was essentially, well, I had to be in it because we had to observe the lockdown rules. So I acted in it, I directed it, and I did some of the camera work as well and organised everything. I'm still recovering from that. It was quite a tiring experience, actually. I can't tell you too much about what the film's about, but it does involve a portal and some regeneration stuff.
So you were like Alfred Hitchcock, were you, appearing in your own films?
Oh, yeah, but he used to do cameos. I was the lead role, so there's a little bit different. I didn't just walk the dog in front of the screen or anything like that, right? So, yeah.
Okay.
So I've been super busy. How about you?
Yep. I've worked my thumbs to a stub from all the twiddling. But yeah, no, I've just been listening to lots of music and some dancing around my front room. That's been quite fun. And
some dancing?
Yeah.
Some dancing. That sounds awful.
Yeah, it was completely full of dad moves, Stu. You know what I'm like.
I hope you had the curtains closed.
Yeah, I don't want to shock the neighbours.
I hope you were clothed as well. It wasn't some sort of dirty dancing that you were doing.
What do you think this is, I ask?
Now, very quickly, last week on the show, we looked back at 1987 and we played some music from the time and I shared some wonderful stories about my high school years. And so if you missed that show, you can check it out at plainsfm.org.nz. You can also go to our link via Facebook and look for Expanding Horizons and you'll find that show there. You can also go to the Radio Access app and replay it from there. Now, Colin, while we've been... doing our opening banter, there's been a little bit of chortle and stuff from the background. So who's joining us today? Because this is quite monumental. There's four of us here today.
Four of us all together. And we have Rob Tate and Jeff, and they are from Sign of the Firebird. And they are somewhere in their own little bubbles, but joining us.
Hello, Carl.
Where's Jeff gone?
Hello. I'm in my garage. I have tools at the ready.
Oh, good. I don't know if that's a good thing, but anyway. So, yep, so Sign of the Firebird, we're going to find out what's been going on for the hardest working covers band in Christchurch, who suddenly can't do any more work. Is that right, Rob?
Yes, absolutely, Cole. We've come to a bit of a grinding halt, I'm afraid. Our last gig was on the 14th of March, when we went across to the West Coast and entertained the fine folk of Blackball.
You're lucky, Rob, you didn't get locked down over there.
Well, Well, we were supposed to stay and spend the night there, and then we were packing the gear away, and Jeff said, "Nope, we're going to go home." So we stuck all the gear in the car and drove back.
Oh my god!
It was more a case of looking at the accommodation and going, "What's more uncomfortable, sleeping in a caravan and then driving home, or just driving home?" So after a couple of cans of Red Bull, away we went.
That's it. And you got back safely. So how was the gig in Blackpool? Was it good?
Fantastic. Good fun.
Have you played there before?
We did last year, right around the same time. Yeah. Good crowd.
Okay. That was good. And then the drive back was all right. And now you're... And so, I guess, what's been going on? What's been going on for you in your bubbles while you've been in lockdown and not playing?
Well, I've been building guitars and making YouTube videos. And I think Rob's been... He's taken his teaching business online, haven't you, Rob?
I have indeed. I've been super busy with that. Got up to 35 students now.
Wow, really? How are you managing to teach them? Are you using Zoom or what are you doing?
Well, I'll tell you a very quick story. When I first decided to move here 15 years ago, I made some students of mine over in the UK very unhappy because I was deciding to emigrate to another country. And I said... Well, don't worry, we should still be able to do your guitar lessons. So they looked at me in a sort of blank way and thinking, how the hell are you going to do that? I'd only just recently discovered at that time the wonderful media platform called Skype. And to cut a long story short, I was able to, when I arrived here, still teach people in the UK by using Skype. And then I started to establish myself over here with the schools and the private teaching. So the lessons on Skype to my... old pals in the UK came to a stop because they didn't have the time to do it, and obviously I was limited with the time difference, and also the broadband quality wasn't that great 14, 15 years ago. So when this situation occurred here, I started receiving phone calls and emails literally within about a few hours after Jacinda decided to put us down in sort of lockdown 3 on that Monday afternoon. And parents were saying, "You're an essential worker, Rob. We need you to help our kids not be bored." And here I am, 4 weeks on, nearly 100 lessons later, and I'm still at it.
Wow. How good's that?
Oh, I'm not complaining, Carl. Still missing my band.
And your band is missing you, Rob.
So you could do a jam from all from your own garages or whatever. You could be a garage band just in different garages, right?
Well, I'm going to pass you over to Jeff. He can tell you what plans we have for that.
There's been a couple of attempts because there's a band called the Bare Naked Ladies, and they started releasing videos under the title of the Selfie Cam Jam, which is where the drummer just records himself playing a song, sends it to the bass player who records himself playing over it, sends that to the guitarist, and so on. We tried to do that with Sign of the Firebird, and Pete did a very, very good video of him playing the drums to Highway Star, and he sent it to me. I put some keyboards on it, and then my computer would not handle the video processing required for a six-minute song. So he wrote a short song called The Lockdown Blues, just sent it to me. It's a video of him playing guitar and singing it. And I was able to put a whole video together with all the drums and bass and everything that I put on it. So that is possible. I'm learning how to do that kind of music video editing and get all the music in sync with the video, because it's hard to do. I've never done it before, so I'm putting the time to good use, learning stuff like that.
Upskilling, yes,
trying to. But ultimately, with Sign of the Firebird, when we get into level 3, we are planning to do a full band get together, jam session, streamed live, of course, and get people to put in the songs they want to hear, and we'll play them. You know, it'll be good. I'm really looking forward to it.
That is a good idea. That is a great idea. I was just going to say about the Bare Naked Ladies. They're the ones who did the theme tune to Big Bang Theory, aren't they?
Yes, the Big Bang Theory. I can recite most of that if you want me to. I'm a big fan of the band.
Oh, yeah, I'm a big fan of the Big Bang Theory, but we just don't need it right now. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah. We don't need it at all.
And talking of songs, It's probably time, Stu, that we have a couple of songs, isn't it?
Well, we're going to have, I'm just going to do one. All right. But I've been trying to play this for the last 3 weeks, but it keeps getting cut from the show due to time. So we're going to do Oh I Wept from Free, English band from the 70s, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Distancing on Expanding Horizons 96.9.
Okay, you're back on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 with Stu, Cole, Rob and Jeff, and that was Oh I Wept from Free. Now, we got a little bit of a taste of it before we went to that song, but Jeff, you've been doing a whole lot of guitar building in your garage during the lockdown.
Yes, When we first went into lockdown, I was thinking, well, what am I going to do to fill the time? Because I've got a garage that's fully equipped full of tools, and I've also got a recording studio that's fully equipped with recording gear and musical instruments. So I thought, well, I'm in no danger of running out of things to do. Sort of, I procrastinated for a few days, and I made a couple of YouTube videos, and didn't really know what I was going to do until it. And it took me a few days to sort of get accustomed to the fact that, you know, this is lockdown. This is a fully different situation. This is a serious situation. I have to make the most of it, and I have to do something that actually, you know, I can be proud of at the end of it. So I thought, right, how much wood have I got? How many guitar parts have I got? How much time have I got? And I decided to build four instruments. I got two basses and two guitars, and also making a YouTube video every day and editing and uploading every day to show the progress. And that has kept me well occupied. I'm seriously putting in 14, 15-hour days just to build the instruments and make the video. And it's, you know, it's taking up all my time. So I don't have any time to be worried or, you know, listen to the Prime Minister's announcement. Yeah, it's fine. But the YouTube channel's going along well. I've got 100-something more subscribers than I did this time a month ago. So, you know, it's all good.
That either says that your YouTube channel has got better or people have just got lower standards now while they're locked down.
I like to think a little bit of both. I mean, here's the basic. Basically, my day consists of being at film school while teaching a woodworking class. That sums up my lockdown pretty succinctly. Yeah,
that's very good. That's very good. Now, I was gonna say then, Rob, you've been talking about your online lockdown guitar lessons and all this kind of stuff, and you mentioned Pete before. So, has Pete got some live concert going on in his front garden or something? What's the story of that?
Yeah, so not the last Saturday, the Saturday before, although he's done it twice now, he stuck up on Facebook out of the blue. He said, look, I'm thinking of going outside in my front garden and putting on a concert for the locals where he lives in Preston's. Do you think it's a good idea? And everybody said, yeah, great. And there he was, sat on his lawn on a Saturday afternoon, and he started Facebooking live lots of tunes to the local community, and obviously quite a few people were watching it live on Facebook. And he repeated the job again on Saturday afternoon as well, although he's had a bit of trouble with the easterly wind getting in the way of his microphone on his phone. But he's done a great job. And Jeffrey will tell you what he did.
I was so starved of playing music with my friends that when Pete got on and started doing that first concert, I just ran out to the studio, plugged the audio from my phone into my speakers and just started jamming along with him. I happened to film some of this. Now, there were dropouts and wind noise, and it wasn't great. But there was one song, which just happened to be One by U2, and that survived pretty much intact, and I got a good take of me playing the drums on that song. So I just thought, oh, well, that's kind of good. I overdubbed some bass and stuck it up on YouTube. so that was the first attempt, and then after that we moved on to trying to do Highway Star and some other things. But yeah, that was great. It filled a hole in my need to make noise, was just playing some music with Pete and knowing that it was live. It was a very, very enjoyable afternoon. Yes.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, we've talked a little bit about the playing music. Should we play a couple of songs and then we'll come back and have a little bit more of a chat about some recent gig venues that are on board, and also some plans that you might have after the lockdown. So what have we got, Stu?
Let's do That's the Way the World Goes Round, and this is Norah Jones's version.
Yeah, Norah Jones doing the John Pine song.
Sounds good. All right, so let's do that, and you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
Guy's got a lot to lose. He's a pretty nice fella. Kinda confused. He's got muscles in his hair. Ain't never been used. thinks he owns half of this town. Starts drinking heavy, gets a big red nose, and then he beats his old lady with a rubber hose, takes her out to dinner, buys her new clothes. That's the way the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, next you're down. It's a half an inch of water, you think you're gonna drown. That's the way the world goes round. Sitting in the bathroom, counting my toes, when the radio broke, the water all froze. I got stuck in the ice without my clothes, naked as the eyes of a clown. When I was crying ice cubes, hoping I'd croak, when the sun came through the window, the ice all broke. I just stood up and laughed, I thought it was a joke. That's the way the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. It's a half an inch of water, you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. You're up one day, the next you're down. It's a half an inch of water, you think you're gonna drown. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round. That's the way that the world goes round.
Expanding horizons, offering an eclectic mix for the discerning listener.
I am an old woman, named after my mother. Old man was another child that's grown old. If dreams were lightning and thunder was desire, this old house would have burned down such a long time ago. So won't you make me an angel? Flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in. This living is just a hard way to go. When I was a young girl, well, I had me a cowboy, and he weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time, and no matter how I tried, the years just roll by. They roll by like a broken down day. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. So just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in. This living is just a hard way. There's flies in the kitchen,
and I can hear them buzzing. And I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. And how the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and have nothing to say? Won't you make me an angel that flies from Montgomery? Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to. Believe in this living, it's just a hard. Flies from Montgomery. Won't you make me a poster of an old rodeo? Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way.
Stew's at his house, Cole's at his place. Social distancing on Expanding Horizons 96.9.
So Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 with Stew, Cole, Rob and Jeff. And that was Angel from Montgomery from Grace Potter. And before that, That's the Way the World Goes Round from Norah Jones. Both covers of John Pine tracks.
Yeah, because in the last couple of weeks, we've had quite a few well-known celebrities have passed away. And I know Bill Withers, and we'll be playing Lean On Me later on in the show, because Bill Withers passed away, great soul singer. And John Pine also passed away, which had a big effect. And I think it shocked people quite a bit when he passed away. And so I saw Grace Potter, and last year we played Grace Potter's new album. And she's been really putting out quite a lot of tracks recently on YouTube. And it's the same as Marina Bloom. Like every time I go onto YouTube, there's another track by her. So, Grace Potter and Norah Jones as well, both doing their tributes to John Pine. And we've got some tribute songs later on as well, haven't we, for other people who've passed away. So, Rob, what is going on? Is there some new venues that are getting around in Christchurch?
Yeah, well, we've had quite a good run actually in the last 6 or 12 months. We've been playing in some really fantastic new places. One in particular was we played at a bar called Level One in New Brighton, it's playing upstairs in a sort of quite a cozy little room. And we had quite a few people come along, and it was a great evening. And it's a great little place. And unfortunately, we were due to play there a couple of weeks ago, but obviously it had to be cancelled. But I'm hoping that a venue like that manages to ride out this current situation we're in and is able to get back on.
Ironically, we can't actually get back to play at Level One until we reach Level One.
Jeff, you've been waiting the whole time for that one, haven't you? Your eyes lit up. I can't even see you, and I can see that your eyes lit up. As soon as Rob said that, you were like, you two are like the straight man and the comedian, aren't you?
I will confess, I was not ready for that at all, Jeff.
You should see the idiotic grin on my face that I managed to get that one out.
No, it was very good. It was very good. So Level One, right?
Level One, Brighton, yeah. Another good one is a place in town which is called the Two Thumb Brewery, which is basically it's a brewery, and they've got a sort of area at the front of the warehouse where they've set up a load of chairs and couches and things. And we did a gig there at the end of February. Another great night. It was a bit touch and go whether I was going to get there or not, because at 4:15 that afternoon, bear in mind we were due to play at 7 o'clock, I was still at Auckland Airport, trying to persuade Jetstar to please take off and get me back so I can do a gig. And I managed to land at Christchurch Airport at about 25 past five, get from there back to Taitapu to grab my gear, let the cat in, and then go out the door. And I was at the pub in Manchester Street by about 6:45 and then ready to play at 7 o'clock. So how about that, Cole?
Yeah, I was just going to say no speed limits were exceeded at all in any of that, were they, Rob?
It was all legal. It was all legal, I can assure you. It was a bit of touch and go, but we had a fantastic night. And I hope that venue comes out the other side because they were really happy with the gig. And, it's such a shame that this has happened. And one other venue that we hadn't actually played yet, but we're hoping, does the same thing, is a new blues bar that's opened up in town called 12 Bar.
Opposite the Space Academy, next to the Dark Room.
That's right. We've been booked in to play there on a date later in May. So we might even be able to do that gig, hopefully, because by that time, if we've gone through 2 weeks of level three and we're down to level two, hopefully Sign the Firebird will be up on stage. And I can tell you something, if that becomes our next gig, you better watch out in the audience because we're gonna let rip.
There's a lot of pent up musical energy, shall we call it? And as soon as we get back on stage and we get to unleash Firebird on an unsuspecting public, then it's going to be quite an event.
All right, right. So we've got some more stuff, especially with this gig stuff. We want to hear Rob about what's coming on in the future. But I think, Stu, that we should play a couple of tracks.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a mad world out there, isn't it?
Oh, Stu.
So we might do, we'll do Mad World from Tears for Fears. And you're on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM.
All around me are familiar faces. Expression, no expression. Have my head, I want to drown.
Horizons, Doing It Live, 96.9 FM.
That's great, it starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an aeroplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, churn world, serve its own needs, dummy, serve your own needs, beat it up, an ox, speak, grunt, no strength, the ladder starts to clatter with fear, fight down. The fury's breathing down your neck. Team, my team, reporters, Babble, Trump, Tether, Crop, look at that, no plane, fine, then, uh-oh, overflow, population, common poop, what it'll do, save yourself, serve yourself, world, serve its own needs, listen to your heartbeat, dummy with the rapture and the reverence, the right, right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, bright, light, feeling, pretty sight,
it's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world.
Slash and burn, return, listen to yourself churn. Locking in, uniform and book burning, blood letting, every motive escalate, automotive centerate, light a candle, light a motor, step down, watch your heel crush, crush, uh-oh, this means no fear, cavalier, renegade, steer clear, a tournament of lies, offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world as we know it, it's the end of the world.
Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic, patriotic, slam, button, nap, right?
Right. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
Cole's at his place. Social distancing on Expanding Horizons, 96.9.
Okay, and you are on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM 96.9 with Stu and with Cole and with Rob and with Jeff, and there is a whole load of us. And don't worry, we are social distancing from a very long distance. And you were just listening to REM's track, It's the End of the World as We Know It, and that was off their Document album. And before that, Mad World by the fantastic Tears for Fears. And so we've been talking a little bit about what the Sign of the Firebird have been doing and how they've been integrating all their music as along with the lockdown. And I was just here talking, Rob, about the new venues that are around and that you've been playing at or you're organised to play at. So what's the kind of future holding for Sign of the Firebird moving on in this year?
Well, we seem to have got a bit of a private party thing going. We're getting a lot of inquiries for functions and for weddings, which is great. There's other venues that we've also been playing at that I hope are going to be around after this is all over. Another venue I forgot to mention earlier was the Port and Eagle, which is a pub right by the river in Kai Poi. The day after we played at the Two Thumb Brewery, we were playing there outside the pub right by the river. It was a fantastic afternoon. And places like that, I just hope that they are still around because, you know, these are great venues for live music. And, you know, it's very sad about what's happening at the moment. But anyway, we've got functions lined up. Hopefully we'll be well through this, so we'll be able to honour those clients with those functions. We've got a hopefully, if it goes ahead, the Port and Eagle, why I mentioned them is that they've invited us to play at the Midwinter Beer Festival, which is supposed to be taking place on Saturday, June the 27th in Cathedral Square. So I'm hoping that with social distancing maybe not being as much of an issue in about 3 or 4 months' time, or 2 months' time, we'll be able to play at that, which is an exciting sounding event.
No, that sounds great to play in Cathedral Square. I mean, that's a great backdrop for you to play there, Rob, isn't it? Outdoor concert for you?
Yeah, might be a bit cold though.
Well, you'll have to have your fingers gloved on, Rob, I tell you.
I have to mention something else, actually, Cole, due to us not having been on the show since November. Because after we came on the show last time, we did our 500th gig at the Stock Exchange, and that was a fantastic night. We had lots of special guest appearances. We had two drummers on the stage the whole night. That was interesting. There's plenty of video footage on YouTube of that. We had your very good friend Millie up on stage doing a couple of numbers with us, and Zoe joined in on the drums on a couple of songs, and we had Becky, my old singer from QED, jumped up and did a few numbers with us, and that was good. But then another major development for the band that occurred towards the end of the year, I suppose in a way it was to replace the poor old van that we lost, was the arrival of Tim's outside all-in-one stage.
Right. What is the story of Tim's outdoor all-in-one stage?
I'll let Jeff come in there and he can tell you.
The story of Tim's all-in-one outdoor stage. It's a very large double, I think I'm going to call it a double bed trailer, and he's put a shipping container on top of it, a removable side on the front, and then a floor that folds out, and he's got stabilizers and things, and it's a self-contained stage, including PA system, that he can just hook up to the back of his ute and take wherever he wants to. So even if we can't get into pubs for the next couple of months, we can happily play in your backyard.
Sign of the Firebird has gone mobile. Is that right?
We have that capacity to do that. Yes.
And so is it? What I wonder is, it's going to last longer than Pete's van?
Well, considering that Tim built it, it'll probably outlast Tim.
Yeah,
he's a very thorough man.
Yeah, right. That sounds amazing. So you could just turn up at some local park and then jam out, and then be gone before the Rozzers turn up. Is that right, Rob?
Yeah, well, we had our debut performance on the Tim outside broadcast stage was at the Moto Carrara races, which took place on one of the days between Christmas and New Year, and we didn't know what to expect, and we turned up, and there it was, all set up, and we just jumped on and played, and the next appearance we had on it was in February, where we set up in his father's batch garden, his father's batch out at Whitecliffs, which is his dad Graham organises a music festival every year around the sort of first Sunday of February, and he's been doing it now since I think about 2013 from memory, and we've played all the events, and Tim brought the stage to that, and by that time he'd added a lot more things to it. He'd given it a lick of paint and stuck up a black curtain on the back, and I tell you, we were so honoured to be playing in such a great facility, and I'm hoping that we can utilise that. As Jeff said, if we can't go inside playing pubs, we can certainly just turn up outside and play outside, and everyone will have no problem in social distancing, will they?
Now, our rock and roll is that, Rob, that playing on the back of a like a truck, that is so punk rock, right? You're driving, you know, I'm just thinking of AC/DC's Long Way to the Top video as they drive through the streets of Melbourne playing on the back of a flatbed truck.
Yep. Well, we're hoping to do the same, Cole.
I'm just looking forward to this gig in Cathedral Square where we can just drive up and start playing.
Yeah, that's right. People won't know what happened, will they? That'll be good. Far out, man. Far out. So I was going to say to you, to both of you guys, because we've played a couple of tracks earlier on by John Pine, and so there's been a few people passed away, some celebrities, you know, over the last couple of weeks. And Jeff, you had one that you mentioned I hadn't heard about.
Yes, the band Fountains of Wayne lost their bass player, Adam Schlesinger. He was responsible for writing a lot of their songs and playing some of the funkiest, most driving bass lines that you've ever heard in a power pop song. A big influence on me and my songwriting, a big influence on a lot of people's musical things. Just a really, really sad loss. He was only 50, I think he was 52. He might have been 51. But yes, complications from COVID-19 and game over. Really, really sad. Really sad.
Now, I was just going to say, we're going to play a track now that is neither a driving bass line or is a memorable band, but we've got a track to play by the Goodies, and I think it's called the Black Pudding Bertha. Stu can correct me. Black Pudding Bertha, Queen of Northern Soul. And we're just going to have a bit of the Goodies in memory of Tim Brooke Taylor, and you're in Spanning Horizons on Plains FM. Hey.
We like to rock, believe it or not. Ladies in South can never do it right. Can't do it, just can't do it. We know a lass, I really love the Yorkshire lass. When she starts to dance, she shimmies like a plate of trial. And cow heels, tripe and cow heels, big bone of brassy, that's the way to rock and roll. Black Pudding Bertha, she's the queen of Northern Soul. She's the queen of Northern Soul. Ooh, she can shake like an earthquake. And everybody knows she goes like dynamite. Her greasy lips tastes a bit like fish and chips. Every time you kiss, she whets my appetite. Black pudding, ooh, black pudding, big, fat and juicy. What could her attraction be? Looks just like a pudding, that's what she appealed to me. Bygone, bygone, here she come, here she go. Yum, 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 shake your bone, shake your bone. Black pudding, bug, she's the queen of Northern Soul. She's the queen of Northern Soul.
Spanning Horizons, doing it live, 96.9 FM. Thank you.
always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I
Expanding Horizons, 96.9.
All right, so you are back on Expanding Horizons on Plains FM, 96.9, and you were just listening to Lean On Me by the fantastic Bill Withers, who has just passed away. And before that, we had the Goodies with their track Black Pudding Bertha, Queen of Northern Soul. Now, there, I think there's a time-honoured tradition in the Sign of the Firebird when an artist passed away. Is that right?
Yeah, well, we've... Over the years we've been together, I mean, it's been quite a few famous musicians, especially recently, who've passed away. Examples I remember recently are like when Prince passed away, and then we end up doing Purple Rain the next gig. And then I remember when David Bowie passed away, and then Ziggy Stardust popped into the set. And there's quite a few. I remember starting to play Blue Lady when the singer from Hello Sailor died. And yeah, it's been many. I think, Jeff, you might be a member of some yourself.
I remember John Lord from Deep Purple died, and we had about 11 Deep Purple songs into the set.
That's right. Did we do one whole set of Deep Purple songs, if I remember rightly?
I think we did. There's been multiple occasions of it happening. I mean, like you say, I mean, David Bowie, Prince, Lemmy died, and I wound up singing Ace of Spades because I'm the only one who can actually shred their throat and not have to sing for the rest of the gig, so it fell to me to sing it.
Hey, we're just going to play a couple more songs because we're tight on time, aren't we, Stu?
We're not going to play any more songs. We're done.
But hurry up, man. So, Rob and Jeff, we'd like to thank you for sharing our afternoon shenanigans, which have been quite mad. Jeff from his garage and Rob from his house.
Our pleasure.
And hopefully the Sign of the Firebird can get back on the road in Tim's mobile stage. And it's been great hearing all about what's been going on with you. And so, thanks for coming in. Or not coming in, as the case may be.
Thanks for not having us.
So we'll come up with something else for next week. Unless you want to play any more music right now.
Far out, man. And so it's probably time, Stu, that we got up.
And got down.
And stayed inside.
And thanks to Rob and Jeff.